It's Saturday night and the roller rink parking lot is packed, including two ambulances. More than 600 people are here on this snowy December night to watch Madison's home team, the Dairyland Dolls, take on Arizona's Tent City Terrors. The EMTs are on hand in case a player is injured in this most brutal sport, roller derby. To score points, designated skaters have to skate through and lap the players from both teams on the track. It's the blockers' job to not let that happen, making the sport so dangerous. There are more than 40 women's roller derby leagues in the nation. And since the games are no longer just television programming where teams duke it out in a staged match, the women who play this sport rely on strategy, not theater, to beat their opponents. However, this ain't your mama's roller derby. Short skirts, fishnet stockings, tattoos, piercings, and ruffled underwear are par for the track. Skaters take on names such as Ingrid Murderstein, Babe Ruthless, and Lucille Ball. Black eyes and bruises are dispersed liberally, and the occasional over-the-top fight is split up by a man dressed in a gorilla suit. Roller derby attracts all walks of life, even Madison's own Shirley Manson of the platinum-selling band Garbage.
I think it's really sexy, actually. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be so sexy. I thought maybe all the girls would be more sort of meaty, but they're all cute and hot, and they're like little punks. I love it.
The rules for tonight's bout start off with rule number one. We recognize the source of aggression. These women need a sport that allows them to skate fast, wear gorgeous uniforms, indulge in mild exhibitionism, and experience the adrenaline rush of a tough physical game. Lynn French, who skates under the name Pardon My French, is a videographer at a Phoenix TV station.
I'm a really shy person in real life, and it's my one time to just go out there and be obnoxious and loud and have a blast and knock people down.
French says while her friends were fans from the start, her own mother is just now getting used to her hobby.
My family was a little mortified at first. My mom was a big track star, and she's like, why can't you pick a legitimate sport? But, you know, now I think she kind of digs it just because she's seen the fact I've lost about 30 pounds, and she's like, well, if you're having a good time and, you know, you're healthy doing it, then go at it.
Who loves double D? We love double D. Who loves double D? We love double D.
The perks of being a roller derby star aren't just for those on the track. Adam Tregg is married to Wildberry Punch. According to him, it couldn't get any better being the husband of a derby girl.
Awesome. Oh, man. It kicks lots of ass, if I can say it on NPR. People open doors for you now. It's kind of awesome. They're like, oh, it's that guy who knows someone important. Check it out. Let's roll out the red carpet.
As for the question as to whether or not he'd strap on a pair of skates and join the fray.
Would I do it? Oh no.
There are five teams in Madison, and Milwaukee is getting its very own Brew City Bruisers this month. The Madison teams donate 5 to 10% of their bout money to local charities, and part of their off-season is spent doing volunteer work. It is an expectation for all team members, says team captain Crackerjack, a.k.a. Colleen Bell.
We feel so indebted to our community for being so supportive of us, and I think it really, we are hometown girls and do want to make sure that we're giving as much as we get.
The response to this spectacle on wheels has been overwhelming. Bouts generally draw 600 to 700 fans on the second Saturday of the month, and the rest of the time, Alan Capucci works at Fast Forward Roller Rink and takes fans' phone calls.
They just love it. They go nuts over it. We get a ton of phone calls by people asking more about the bouts, what they're about, how the game plays.
Tonight, the more experienced Tent City Terrors pulled ahead in the last 5 minutes to win 116-105, but our Dolls gave them a warm Wisconsin welcome, roller derby style. Aaron Seif, Wisconsin Public Radio.
My name to Foster, now I'm ready for you. And jack it up until I am black and blue. Don't be a silent, cause you know what you are.